Hi, I'm Dave Mertz, and welcome to a special edition of Simplex Homes Podcast. Today I have a special guest, Davis Chant from Chant Realty. Dave has been in the real estate business for over 50 years, maintains 5 offices and over 100 agents in northeastern Pennsylvania. I invited Dave on the show today to give us his expert feedback on purchasing property when you want to build a new home. And although Dave is in northeastern Pennsylvania, the guidance he is going to give us today applies to almost anywhere in the United States. And the reason I wanted to ask Dave on our call today was we've seen with the COVID-19 that there's almost began to be a exodus from the metropolitan areas where people are, you know, no longer comfortable with the close proximity of each other. And because Dave is an expert in the real estate business, that I wanted to get his advice to pass along to our listeners what steps they should take in looking for property in a more rural area, because where Dave's offices serve is to the people that might be out of the northeastern United States that might be listening to this podcast, it's the Poconos. And I think just about everybody's heard about the Poconos in Pennsylvania. And that's really his market area, but he also reaches into New York State. But again, as Dave Chant is our local resident expert on real estate, I'd like to get his advice on if you were looking to move out of the city and what steps you could take as a consumer, and maybe you've never bought a house before. That's why I asked Dave on the podcast. So welcome, Dave, and thank you for taking time to join us today.
Well, Dave, you're quite welcome. It's my pleasure, and I'm delighted to be with you and share as much information as might be needed about the real estate market in northeastern Pennsylvania and the adjoining areas you mentioned that we service over into Orange and Sullivan counties in New York and into northern New Jersey, Sussex County particularly. But in any event, just following on your comment, we saw back at 9/11 that there was a real exodus of the metro area. But what has happened here during the last, say, 2.5 months with the whole exposure to the virus, it what it's really done is motivated a tremendous number of people to consider country homes. There have been articles in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post. There have been numerous people interviewed on television from the metro area, metro New York area, who are coming out to find a place in the country. They are going to be in a position where some of them will be commuting back into the metro area, and others will be working from home. So a lot of things are changing, but one of the things, Dave, we see is that there's a large number of people, and just we to a great extent, our real estate offices here in Pennsylvania and our offices, Chant Realtors, and our friends who are realtors in the areas that we service, we've basically all been closed on the Pennsylvania side of the river here for, you know, over 2 months, give or take 2.5 months. And that was just changed, not completely, but partially changed at the end of last week. And so many people that we've been talking to for weeks and weeks and weeks came out Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're coming out every day this week looking at country homes and actually also some of them talking to builders about, you know, finding a home site and getting started, you know, with a building project. So I would say that we're in for some nice growth. And please know, from the time that the real estate market had a real difficulty back around 2008 up until now, in our area here in eastern Pennsylvania, the prices had settled down and they really didn't start to move up. But if you crossed and got over into New York State or over into New Jersey, their prices went up substantially. So we have a real number of advantages to offer people here in eastern Pennsylvania and in the border areas in New York and New Jersey. we have excellent values or excellent opportunities to build a home and have an excellent value. We have excellent values, and we have a lot of other great things going on here that offer a lot to the quality of life. But it's a good time. If somebody's thinking about living in the country, it's a good time to be looking right now.
Oh, great. Great. And the interest rates are fantastic, too. But let's get into the meat of, as I said, I sought you out last week and said, you know, if there's somebody that knows about purchasing land, because it's Dave Chan. And the advice that you could give to our listeners on if they are, as I said before, maybe they never even built a house before. Maybe they've been living in the metro area for quite some time, and they're living in an apartment, and they finally decided, I want to make the move. And but I'll just use myself as an example. Say Dave Mertz comes to Dave Chan, says, Dave, you know, what are the first steps that I should be taking to purchase land? I want to build a house, and take me by my hand and help me out here. What would you say to me?
Well, I would say that the first thing, Dave, would be to select an area that accommodates things as to your lifestyle. Select an area that's not too far from where you presently go to work. Select an area that has good school systems, which are very important to families who have children going to school, and also select an area that has amenities, whether it be golfing or skiing or just any type of amenities that make your life a little bit more fun maybe than you had in the suburban areas or the urban areas, where there are a lot of things to do that you can enjoy. Once you've identified an area that looks good to you, then I would go into there'll be an MLS system for that area. I'll go into the MLS system, and there'll probably be numerous people with property available there. And also you could be picking the names of companies that are in a specific region. You can go on the internet and pick companies that are in a particular region. If you're looking in the Poconos, and in Western Orange County and Sullivan County in New York, or Northern Sussex County in New Jersey, you'll see Davis R. Chant Realtors, and you'll see numerous other companies. And once you identify in the MLS or in various companies, you look at their inventory of lots and begin to get a feeling of what lot price ranges there are that are available for sale. I'd pick those price ranges. It may be, depending on where you were, a lot could be $30,000 or $40,000. It could be $100,000, or it could be several hundred thousand dollars. So depending on the area and depending on, you could just get a feel whether lots here available in maybe in villages or in new developments or in older developments that are available and in certain price ranges. And I think it's going to be a key if you're going to build a new home. I think it's going to be a key to find a builder in the area that you want to have your home in, a builder that services that area, who would be able to work with you on selecting the style house, one story, two story, and work with you and Dave, with your company, Simplex Modular Homes. I know that you build them in all price ranges, from the lower 100s to in over $1 million. And I know you build great houses, and somebody would find you in a particular market area and work with one of the local builders that puts up your homes and coordinate the finding of a residential lot. And it may be a lot that's $50,000, and maybe you're going to build a $250,000 house on it. The lot for $50,000, you could go to your bank that you presently use, or you could go to a local bank where the lot is, and you could arrange for financing. In other words, if you weren't ready to start building your house next month, you could arrange for financing on that lot. Maybe you put down 20 or 25% of the purchase price on the lot, and you could get a balloon mortgage. In other words, one that's financed for 15 years, but it's going to balloon. It's going to cut. You'll pay it off in 3 years or 5 years. So you'd get the benefit of a good interest rate in the long term, but you could pay it off sooner. So you're going to get a mortgage lined up. And once the house gets lined up, then you could go back to that same bank and they could put together for you a construction loan that then becomes a permanent mortgage. So your local banks where the lots are located, or the bank that you do business now, they probably have a relationship, whether the bank is in New Jersey or New York or Pennsylvania, they probably have a relationship with local banks, whether you're looking in the Poconos or whether you're looking outside the Poconos in eastern Pennsylvania, or whether you're working in Orange or Sullivan County, New York, or over in New Jersey. The bank that somebody may do business with in the metro area would have a relationship out here. So again, it's going to be finding the area that meets your requirements, schools, things that you're going to want to do, just an area that makes you feel comfortable that you're going to enjoy. And there are a lot of them, so they're not hard to find. So that just sort of gives you a little overview. If you want to identify something specific, Dave, you want me to cover, I'll be glad to.
Well, you know, it's funny to me because as I listen to you, when I built my first house and I went out and found land, that I fell in love with a piece of raw property. Well, I didn't have any guidance to say, you know, these are the things you need to be looking for. And even the buildability of that lot that I purchased, and I ended up building a new home on it. But there was a lot more, there was a lot of unintended consequences involved with even clearing a lot and developing the lot. And, you know, some of the things, so what I think, you know, I think I hear you saying is you need a checklist. You need a list of, before you go and look, you need to create that list of what's important to you as far as, do I need a school? Don't I need a school? You know, what do I like to do for recreation? How far away am I from work? But even another thing that I thought of, because I got burnt by this when I built my house, was, you know, was the property perk tested. Now, luckily mine did test, but I needed a special system on it. So there's a lot of things that if you're a novice, especially building your house for the first time and not having a lot of real estate knowledge, is you need to do some research on the front side. You need to create a list of things that are important, the questions that you should ask of either the real estate agent that has it listed, or if it's a private sale, you need to have that listed. So what would you put as, like, I would say the number one thing on that to-do list of purchasing a piece of property?
Well, I think at this stage of the game, once you find the location where you want to be, I mean, the area where you want to be, definitely, if it doesn't have a current perk test could cost you $500 to $700. You've got a perk test to make sure that you can put in a septic system. In other words, the sewer line isn't going by the house where you might be able to tap onto a sewer line for. And please know, it varies tremendously, the availability of a commercial. But if you have a lot and there is some sewer service available, you may be able to tap into that. It may cost you $5,000. It may cost you $10,000. But it will vary. But if you do not have public sewer or private sewer line available at the lot, then you need to plan for a septic system. And again, the perk test could be $500 to $700. And then once you have a satisfactory perk test on that lot, and again, you don't close on the lot until you know that you have a perk test that's satisfactory, then the next step would be to go through the process of having a septic system designed and a permit issued for you to build a septic system. And that's something that could, in other words, just the getting the permit could be another $1,750 to say $2,000 for the septic permit. And then the septic system itself could be a $15,000 to $20,000, investment. And then at that point, you also would have done a little research before you concluded the lot purchase. At the time you were doing the perk test and all that, you would have checked to see in the area what it might cost to have a well drilled. And that all depends on the depth of the well. Maybe a well costs $15 a foot, and you you need to go down 100 feet or 200 feet. But anyway, a well might cost you $5,000 to $10,000 to build. So once you find a lot, once you know it's the area you want to be in, then you need to have the perk test. You need to have a, I mean, because occasionally you'll run into an area where wells, you know, might be exceptionally deep to get to a water level that's a satisfactory water level. So you need to check on an area and make sure. You don't necessarily have to drill the well before you build a house, but you should know that it's available. And if you want to go ahead and do it before you build a house, you certainly can.
So also what I hear you saying in this line of answers you gave is, and I skipped over it, but is a budget. You know, do you folks get involved in the sales process, helping your customer establish a budget so they know what they can afford?
Sure. I mean, in other words, when somebody would come in and we would ask them from a financial side, how much would you folks like to put as the outside number that you'd like to spend? In other words, once we know, they've done some research on our website, maybe somebody else's website, maybe the multiple listing service that's out there. They've done some research and they know, well, we would go up to $50,000. We'd like to buy something for less. But once they say, well, the outside number is going to be that we're going to spend for the lot, purchase the dirt, the land, is going to be $50,000. Now, the outside number may have been less, but we'll just use that. And then what they need to do, we can connect them with people that they could call and get the information about the perk test. We give them a couple of names of people. They could get the cost of the perk test. They could get the cost of the perk system design that you'll have to have. Once you have the perk test, you'll have to have a septic system design. And we would tell them, you know, who they could go to for that service. And then the same way, because it would be like, could well be like an local engineering company. And then the next step would be the septic system. We give them names. So we would give them ballpark numbers of what these things might cost. So they can add onto the land budget a number of what it's going to cost to get that site ready to build the house, to have the foundation put in and have the modular home delivered that you'd be providing for them or whatever home arrangements they're going to have. That they would, you know, that had they know what the land costs, they'd know what the getting the land ready with a well and a septic and the earth moving, putting in a driveway and, you know, attaching to a power line or having the attachment ready for a power line, whether it be above ground or below ground. But we would give them guidance on all those things and then, you know, get them ready to go.
So it sounds to me like I always like to work in a world where things are as simple as possible. Is the ABC steps in the process really? That I think the first in my mind, one of the first steps is knowing what you don't know, and if you aren't really knowledgeable in land acquisition and building, is finding somebody that you can count on to give you good advice and an experienced builder in the area that you want to build, an experienced real estate agent in an area that you want to build, and then you establish a budget so you know what you can afford. And I guess, you know, establish a budget, I guess, is working backwards. Is I could afford $1,500 a month payment and then work backwards into how much I could put down. And so that'll tell me how much I can borrow, and then begin to work the numbers backwards through, I guess, if you're working with a real estate agent and say, okay, you're telling me this is my ballpark number for this, this is my ballpark number for that, all the development of the land.